It's the Afternoon Cruise, and I'm hanging out with Ginger Commodore and Ashley Commodore. They are part of More by Four, and they are getting ready for a show on Friday night over at Crooners. And in addition to Ginger and Ashley, Connie Evingson is in the mix. Dennis Spears is in the mix. Sanford Moore, of course, working the piano. Jay Young on bass. Steve Jennings on drums. Ashley Commodore, welcome to Jazz 88. This is the first time I've had the honor to interview you. Thank you for visiting.
Yeah. Me.
It's an honor.
Absolutely. It'd be more of an honor if I turned up your microphone the whole time, but we caught the honor part at the end, and I think we could hear the rest through your mother, Ginger Commodore's vocals.
Hey.
Ginger, welcome back to Jazz 88.
Thank you.
It's been 4 or 5 days. How have you been?
I'm delighted to be here.
All right. Well, last time we were talking, Ginger, we were talking about a new adventure that you were really just launching, which is this series of shows at Crooners. And now we're talking about one of the groups with the longest staying power in the history of Minnesota music, period, and certainly in the world of jazz. This is a group that's been going since 1986. Ginger, first to you, what's the secret of the staying power? There's a reason every day for a band to break up.
Well, you know what? I think it really is about becoming family. And it might sound really trite, but it is the truth. We are a family, and we, after years and years and years, still care and understand about each other and how we're doing musically as well as emotionally and just, you know, and I think it takes good people.
Yes. Yeah. I don't care how much talent there is. If I have not liked you since 1986, okay. we are not collaborating.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, Ashley Commodore, obviously you're family with Ginger Commodore,
yes.
But you're joining this musical family. And sometimes it can be an uphill battle to join a family. You've been singing with the group for a couple years now. How have you found your way in as the newest member of More by Four?
Well, if you ask me, I'm kind of like the oldest member of More by Four because my mom and Yolanda, what is it?
What?
You took her spot? Or
yes.
She took yours?
She took mine.
Yolanda
first.
Took my mom's spot when she was having me as a baby.
Okay.
So it was all my fault that this happened. So anyways, yes, that is true. But I also had been going to rehearsals all of my life.
Sure.
I know the songs better than they do.
It's true.
I knew the choreography, all of it. So it's actually been a really seamless transition.
Okay.
And one that I am glad to know that Yolanda was okay with.
Oh, okay. So, and we are speaking of Yolanda Bruce, who
yes.
is a fixture in the group for a long time.
Absolutely.
And we lost her in 2021. And of course, if you're in a family since 1986, there's going to be a lot to navigate, but there's maybe nothing harder to navigate than the passing of one of the members of the group.
Exactly.
So I ask you, Ginger, how has it been as you've been finding your way after Yolanda passed away?
You know, it was a little bit of a struggle because in her honor, I felt, and I think we all felt like we needed to keep going on strong. But honestly, this young lady right here eased that buffer. I mean, made the buffer easier to handle. Because she grew up around us, she knew how we worked.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, to me, somewhat amazing, even though I realize that through the years, she always had her own music. I had to make copies of what Sanford gave me, even when she was 4 years old. She had to have her own book. She, as she said, she knew the songs and the choreography better than we did. But coming in at this point, and some of her her tonality is the same as Yolanda's.
You close your eyes and you think you're singing with her.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah. But she picks up quick. She learns quick. A lot of the things she could... No, this is what you sing, Mom. Okay. You know, Sanford will always remark how through the years we've kind of taken the songs on our own, in our own direction. And she'll be like, Mom, you sing this. Or Dennis, you're right here. Or Connie, we sing together here. You know, that sort of thing. So
I'm hanging with Ginger Commodore and Ashley Commodore. They are part of More by Four. They're gracing the stage at Crooners on Friday night on the main stage. Ashley Commodore, does your mother say exclusively nice things about you when the microphones are off?
You know what? Yes.
Okay.
My mother is the most supportive both of my parents actually have always been supremely supportive of my brother and I. My brother, Brandon Commodore, is also a drummer. Shout out to my brother. So, yes, she speaks to me like this and to others often.
Well, you know what? Positivity goes a long way in making a band last this long. And y'all have had some amazing, amazing moments. You've shared bills with folks like Dizzy Gillespie. You've played Super Bowls. My question for both of you, because now you're both responsible for this legacy, is how do you maintain this legacy instead of just going, okay, let's frame that and let's walk away and just let it shine as a legacy? How do you make sure you're contributing in the proper way to such a rich musical legacy?
Because it's still fun.
Okay. Mm.
It's still fun and the music stands up. And if we continue to stand up as human beings, it'll all work out. And we could keep going probably forever. And then we run into people who'll say, hey, what's More by Four doing?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you back in 1986. I'm like, ooh. Okay, but it has carried on. And so it makes it easy to continue the fun and the learning process with a new member that, you know, that helps us to learn as well. So, yeah, it's kind of easy.
There we go. The Commodores are continuing the fun with More by Four. I've been hanging with Ashley and Ginger Commodore, the rest of the lineup, Connie Evenson on vocals, Dennis Spears on vocals, Sanford Moore behind the piano, Jay Young on bass, Steve Jennings on drums. Hey, Steve Jennings. Haven't seen that dude in a long time. All right, the show is on Friday over at Crooners. Speaking of having some fun, how about we listen to More by Four do Cheek to Cheek? Sound good?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yay. All right, good luck on Friday, friends. Thank you for visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.